Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we were higher last night after yesterday's strong close across the board. Technical buying kicked in. We had wheat almost 10 cents higher at one point in the Kansas City contract. But as the day session came, things faded away. We went from higher on the day. Corn was within 2 pennies of the high of the week. Now we are a dime off those highs on the trade actions. Soybeans, they had pushed higher on the session as well. Now we're sitting about 15 cents off those overnight highs. What happened? Well, the Trump administration did announce plans to unveil reciprocal tariffs next week. Basically, if you're a country that has tariffs on us, which is pretty much everybody, you're going to get tariffs put on you. And that would name a lot of European countries. Some of those European countries have bought in corn as of late. And so he is just saying, that's enough. Take your tariffs off or you're going to have some on yours too. So that softened the trade. Didn't exactly bury it like we did, you know, 5 years ago, but we did soften off those highs. The corn market now for March down 8 cents at 487 and a quarter. May losing 7 3/4 at 499 3/4. December new crop, they're off 5 cents, 464 3/4. Believe it or not, we close right now. Corn is higher on the week. Soybeans are higher on the week. Even wheat is higher on the week. So we're retreating from the best levels of the week that we had experienced here over the last few sessions. So soybeans down 12, 10.48 3/4 on the March contract. May down 11, 10.64 3/4. New crop November giving up 8.5 cents to 10.57.5. In the wheat trade, Kansas, we're about, what is up here, about 12 cents off overnight highs. Yeah, currently down 4.5 on the March contract. Kansas City 6.03. March Chicago losing 6 cents to 581 3/4, while in Minneapolis, March down 2 3/4, 625 3/4, May off 2 1/4, 635 3/4. And I might add the highs for the week in wheat was traded last night. So everything's had their day here this week, and the sell-off is actually quite minimal when you take a look at it. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221. As we go to the cattle market, trying to bounce, but it's not much after taking a bruising yesterday. Not much more news out on that new strain of avian flu they had found out in Nevada and some dairy cows. Basically, flu, it's kind of like apples. You have green ones, you have red ones. They're a little different, but they're still apples, and it was a respiratory issue, so we haven't heard much more on it. Cattle for February is up 10 cents, $200.72, but box beef down $1.72 on the choice, $322.26, while select is off 24 cents, $314.53. Cattle April up 15 cents, $196.92, with June cattle up 47 cents at $192.30. Now, as we do the feeder cattle, March slipping 17 cents, $265.12, kind of odd with corn down so much. The April feeders up just 7 cents, $265.07. August 55 cents higher, $266.50. In the hog futures, again, heading back higher, especially those summer contracts, heading back to their best levels of the year. We have the April hogs up 65 cents, 92.40, while June gains 42 cents to 104.27, July up 30, 104.85. Gold futures, volatile session. We've had about a $35 range on the day. Currently, we're still parked about $22 under the all-time high that they made early today. We are up $11.30 to $2,888. That's on April gold. March silver down 23 cents, 32.39. That's about 80 cents off morning highs. Bitcoin gaining $1,480, 98,303. And in the crude oil market, after a tough week, getting some short covering interest ahead of the weekend, the March crude oil up 42 cents a barrel, $71.04, while gasoline March jumps 3 1/4 cents a gallon, $2.10 3/4. Diesel fuel March up 3 cents a gallon, $2.43. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.